Let's look at Psalm 148. Titingnan natin yung 148, 149 at saka 150 dahil maikli naman sila. And yung theme ng praise na nagsimula sa 146 ay pinagpapatuloy ni David hanggang sa katapusan. And so every psalm from 146 all the way to 150 is an inclusio of praise. So yung inclusion, yung first verse nagsisimula sa praise, yung last verse na end sa praise, ganun ang inclusio. Ang tawag dun ay inclusio, ibig lang sabihin, para siyang bookmark, bookends. Nagsisimula sa praise, nagtatapos sa praise. At naalala natin, i-review natin ng konti, yung pangkalatang outline ng Book of Psalms para alam natin. We need to just refresh ourselves with the overall outline of the Book of Psalms so we know that pwede natin palang ibahagi ang Book of Psalms sa lima. There are five parts to the Book of Psalms. Yung tinatawag na Book 1, magmula chapter 1 hanggang 41. So, Book 1, first division. Hindi naman chapters yung mga numbers in Psalm chapter 48, Psalm chapter 49. These are actually musical pieces. They're a complete unit, they're not chapters. So, sa isip lang natin, we just commonly think of them as chapters. There's nothing wrong with that. But formally speaking, biblically speaking, these are units and pieces. So, song number 148 tayo tonight, song 149, at saka song 150. But yung first book, 1 to 41, the second book, book 2, 42 hanggang 72. Book 2. Book 3. Obviously, 73 hanggang 89. Book 4. 90 to 106. Tapos, book 5. 107 hanggang 150. So, may 41 chapters dito, 31 chapters, I say chapters, 41 songs, 31 songs, 17, 44. So, yan ang division. So, at papansinin natin, bawat katapusan ng book 1, book 2, book 3, 4, and 5, bawat katapusan, it ends with a benediction, a blessing. Blessing. So may blessing sa katapusan. Kaya alam natin na lima ang bahagi. It ends with blessed, or a blessing, or a benediction. Alright? So, there's the overall outline of the Book of Psalms. At nandito na tayo. Psalm 148, 49, and 150. At ang paksa ng mga ito, ng mga katapusan na psalms, ay yung heart talaga ng buong psalms is praising the Lord. Praising God. So sa Psalm 148, we praise God because He is Creator. Sa Psalm 149, we praise God because He is Redeemer. Tapos yung 150, lahat ng merong hinga dapat pumupuri sa Panginoon. So, everything that hath breath needs to praise God. So, we praise the Lord in heaven. We praise Him for His greatness. We praise Him in music. And we praise the Lord on the earth. So, everyone that hath breath, praise the Lord. So, let's look at Psalm 148. Basahin natin ang sabay-sabay the first six verses, focusing on God is Creator, at lahat ng nilikha ng Diyos ay in-encourage na pumuri sa Kanya, maging yung mga anghel. So let's read the first six verses together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He hath commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. So all of creation, all of heaven is called upon to praise the Lord. That includes the angels. So, isa sa mga nilikha ng Diyos na hindi natin nakikita, na tinawag ng Colossians invisible, the invisible things are made by Him, includes the innumerable angels. So, how do we quantify the angels? Ilan ang mga anghel sa langit? Hindi natin alam. Hindi sinabi ng Bible. Pero ang turo ng Bible, wala silang bilang. They are innumerable. Hindi natin sila mabibilang. Pero alam din natin na one-third ng mga angels ay sumama sa rebellion ni Lucifer. Okay? So, one-third. May mga bahagi ng mga angels na sumama kay Lucifer. Ang tawag natin sa kanila ngayon ay devils or demons. Kaya, totoo ba yung mga demons? Totoo ba yung devil? Yes, totoo yan. At sila ay kumikilos ayon sa utos ng kanilang master na si Satan. Okay, so kung surin niyo yung Bible, every country has a archangel that is over them. So, halimbawa, sino yung angel na is over Israel? Alam niyo ba yung pangalan ng angel na humahawak sa Israel? Sino? Si Michael. Okay, si Michael. So, yung mga uminom ng San Miguel. Debiro. Kayo uminom ng gano'n. Just joking. So, Michael is the angel in charge of Israel. Naalala ninyo si Daniel nung nagpe-pray siya sa Panginoon na some way, somehow, hinadlangan ni Satan si Michael, kaya hindi na-deliver ni Michael yung message galing sa Diyos ng tatlong araw. So I don't understand. We don't understand spiritual warfare, but there really are spiritual forces in high places, wickedness in high places, and we need to trust the Lord in all that. Okay? So, karaniwang sinasabi ng tao, "Oh, the devil is fighting me." Well, I don't think the devil really is fighting you. Maybe one of his demons is fighting you. But for the devil to pay attention to you, who do you think you are? Sobra ka naman, masyado ka. The devil is fighting me. Most likely, the devil is sitting in a country right now that is completely given over to Antichrist. And has a man, a superman, prepared. Pag na-rapture na ang mga believers sa mundong ito, doon papasok yung Antikristo. Kaya ready na. At hindi naman alam ni Satan kung kailan mangyayari yung rapture ng believers. Kung tutuusin, lahat ng mga prophecies patungkol sa rapture ay nagampanan na. Hinihintay na lang natin yung final trumpet. At saka yung call ng Panginoon. And so, most likely the devil is in a certain country with ready to step in the moment the rapture hits. And that which letteth will let. So, yung nagpe-prevent sa kanya ay matatanggal. Sino yung nagpe-prevent sa Antichrist? The Holy Spirit of God. So, yung Spirit of God sa Genesis na hindi mag-strive with the Spirit of men during the time of Noah sa flood, He will also not strive with man again in the last days. So, He will be taken out of the way. Na hindi naman sinabi na completely. Ano lang, yung influence lang niya matatanggal. para magkakilos ng mahusay at ng gustong gawin ni Satanas yung kanyang Antichrist. But anyway, all the angels are designed for to worship the Lord. So they find their plan and purpose in worshiping God. Sabi ng Bible, praise Him sun and moon, praise Him all of the stars of light. So all of creation, all of this is made by Him and for His pleasures they are made, they are and were created, according to Revelation 4:11. So all of creation is to praise the Lord. Nagpapatuloy naman yung tawag, hindi lang sa langit, pati rin sa lupa. Let's look at verse 7 and 12. Let's read it together. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. So, eto naman yung focus, hindi na sa langit, yung focus dito sa earth. So, David moves on to progress here and calls earth to praise the Lord. So, pansinin yung sabi dito, ye dragons. Okay? So, are there dragons? So, ang dami mga nagtuturo. Ye dragons daw ay mythological animals. Mythological? They were dragons in the Bible. The Bible calls them dragons. Okay? So, yung mga dinosaurs, you heard of dinosaurs? Okay? Yung mga dinosaurs, yun yung mga dragons sa Bible. And katulad ng mga kapanahunan na merong mga dinosaurs, meron bang mga dinosaurs ngayon? Do we know of any dinosaurs today? Meron, yes. There are smaller dinosaurs today. Small species of dinosaurs. In fact, yung mga literature ng tao, yung mga dragons ay naglalabas ng apoy. And so, pwede ba na yung animal mag-produce ng apoy? Well, merong mga bugs. Okay? Mga bugs. Ha? Anong bugs sa Tagalog? Bugs. Peste. Bugs. Anong tawag na bugs? Tatanungin ko na lang si Google. Si Google, alam niya lahat. Ano yung bugs sa Tagalog? What is a bug in Tagalog? Insekto. Yun. May mga insekto na nagpo-produce ng ilay, ng ilaw. Oh. Yes, gamo-gamo, no? Alam mo, they may mga chemical yung katawan nila na nag-i-spark. So kung pwede pala na mag-spark ang isang maliit na insekto, pwede rin pala kapag malaki siya. And so, yes, there was a time when there were dinosaurs on Earth. What happened to the dinosaurs? Well, isa sa mga nangyari sa earth natin, natatanda natin nung kapanahon ni Noah, ay bumuka ang mundo, yung fountains ng ilalim, nasira. Nasira din yung atmosphere ng mundo natin. Natatandaan natin, sa kapanahon ni Adam, mas matanda ang mga tao. Umabot ng ilang taon si Adam. Umabot ng ilang taon si Enoch. Umabot ng ilang taon si Methuselah. Pero ngayon, wala na. Bakit? Kasi yung atmosphere natin ay hindi na kasing nurturing. Katulad ng kapanahunan ng Garden of Eden. And so may mga hayop na na-extinct. There are extinct animals. Paano naman yung mga dinosaurs? They were extinct kasi yung mga baga nila, sobrang laki, hindi na kaya ng atmosphere na mag-sustain ng ganong klaseng baga. And so they die because of the atmospheric change. Now, sa isip ninyo, do you think the atmosphere is getting better or getting worse? And so, wag nating sabihin, walang dragons, walang dinosaurs, hindi natin alam yung sinulat ni David dito. There were and so on and so forth. But all these animals and nature are called to worship the Lord, to praise Him. Pati rin yung kings and people, princes, judges, young men, maidens, old men, children, so whatever category, people are to be praising the Lord. Now, eto yung dahilan kung bakit dapat i-praise ang Panginoon. Verse 13 to 14 together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people, praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. So, kaya dapat purihin ang Panginoon dahil sa kanyang pangalan. His name alone is excellent. So, pag-aralan ninyo yung mga names ng Panginoon dahil lahat ng kanyang katangian ay ipinapakilala sa kanyang pangalan. Halimbawa, the name Jehovah. Anong ibig sabihin ng Jehovah? Ibig sabihin ng Jehovah, yung Diyos na walang simula, walang katapusan. At yung Diyos na tapat. So there's two things the name Jehovah means. The eternally existing God and the God who keeps His covenant. So the faithfulness of God and that. Anong ibig sabihin ng God? Yung word El. Ibig sabihin, mighty, strong. So all the names of the Lord stand for His character trait. So sabi niya, I am. Naalala ninyo yung sinabi ni Moses? Anong pangalan ang sasabihin ko sa kanila para alam nila na sinugo mo ako? Sabi ng Lord, ako nga ay ang ako nga. I am that I am. Anong ibig sabihin ng I am? Ibig sabihin, ang Diyos na hindi nagbabago. Walang pagbabago ang Diyos. Wala siyang natututunan, hindi siya nasyashak, hindi siya nagkakaroon ng mood swings. God doesn't change. Nothing surprises Him. He doesn't have mood swings. He's not happy one day, sad the next day. That's not God. You know, God is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. And so, yung immutability, the immutability of God is what I am stands for. Kaya nga hindi I was, I will be, kundi I am, the eternal I am. Palaging I am siya. Palagi siyang nasa present. Wala siyang past, wala siyang future. Palagi siyang nasa present. He's always. And He will remain the same. As we change, as society change, the world change, God doesn't change. Amen. I thank God for that. All right, so these are the reasons why. And then, of course, Israel is one of the reasons why how we know that God is real. Paano natin alam na talagang may Diyos sa mundong ito? Pansinin niyo ang bansang Israel. Dahil sa kanilang kasaysayan, dapat matagal na silang nabura sa daigdig. No? Imagine how many civilizations and people have come and gone. And yet Israel has remained since Genesis chapter 12. Since Abraham obeyed the Lord. Hindi pinabayaan ng Diyos ang bansang Israel. At may plano pa ang Diyos. Hindi pa tapos ang Diyos sa Israel. And hindi natin mapapalitan ang Israel. The church will not fulfill the promises that are given to Israel. God gave promises to Israel. And whatever He said to Israel will be fulfilled by Israel. Hindi niya sasabihin, ang bagong Israel ngayon ay yung church. No. Marami nagtuturo ng ganun. Mali yun. That is wrong. God has a plan for the church. God has a plan for Israel. And so, Israel is another reason why we should be praising the Lord. So, yes, the Word of God. Yes, the nation of Israel as well. All right, so look at Psalm 140. Yung 148, again, is praising God as Creator. Now, Psalm 149 is praising God as Redeemer. So, look at the blessing of knowing the Lord as Redeemer. Tingnan natin ang verse 1 to 5. Basahin natin. Psalm 149, verses 1 to 5. Together, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and sing praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. So mayroong future blessings ang Panginoon sa kanyang bansang Israel. Now, ano yung bahagi natin sa Abrahamic Covenant? So naalala niyo yung Abrahamic Covenant, yung pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham na binigay niya sa kanya sa Genesis 12. Tatlo ang pangako ng Diyos sa kanya. The promise of land, the promise of seed, and the promise of blessings. So saan yung bahagi natin doon? May bahagi ba tayo sa land? Wala tayong bahagi sa land. The meek shall inherit the earth belongs to the saved Jews. Tayo ay kings and priests sa kaharian ng Diyos. So, we as priests, we don't have allotment of land. So, matutuklasan natin sa Book of Numbers pagdating natin sa chapter 26, 27, 28. Lahat ng mga tribo na bigyan ng lupa, except Levites. Wala silang inheritance ng land. Bakit? Kasi kung priest ka, ang mamanahin mo ay ang Panginoon, hindi yung earth, hindi yung lupa. And so, there's a parallel sa Bagong Tipan, tayo ay priest, ginawang pare, nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ, hindi na natin kailangan ng pare para dalhin tayo sa Panginoon. Tayo ang ginawang pare. At ang high priest natin ay si Jesus Christ. Siya ang mediator natin. So anytime, pwede tayong lumapit sa Diyos. We can go to God directly because we are priests. And so as priests, we don't have land allotment. So Abrahamic covenant, land is not for us. What about seed? What about seed? God promised Abraham to have many children, many seeds. And are we part of that? No, we're not part. Unless you're Jewish, because yung iba sa inyo may Jew, your blood Jewish, you don't know. Magparegister kayo sa ano? Yung sa Mormon, mahilig sila sa ancestry. Mahilig yun sa mga ganyan. Yung lahi na nakalimutan ka, mahabulin mo. Baka may ano? May compensation yan. You never know. Anyway, so no, we're not Jewish, and hindi tayo, hindi yan para sa atin. But we are spiritual seeds of children of Abraham by faith. Yon spiritual nga lang. So that's still not the physical. Okay, all right. E yung pangatlong promise, the promise of blessing. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Wait a minute. Yun, may part tayo doon. Yung families natin pwedeng i-bless ng Panginoon dahil sa pangako niya kay Abraham. And how do we gain that blessing? How do we enter into the blessing of Abraham? Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. No? Pag saved ka na, bahagi ka ng blessing. So, are you blessed by the Abrahamic covenant? Yes. All right. Sins are forgiven. And we have a home in heaven and eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's the blessing. The ultimate blessing comes through Jesus, who is the ultimate seed of Abraham. All right. So, sa yung pag-asa naman ng Israel, let's look at verse 6 to 9 together. 6 to 9. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with the chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This is our most things. Praise ye the Lord. So eventually, sa millennial kingdom, There will be the judgment of the nations during the 75-day gap period between the tribulation period at saka yung millennial kingdom. Tandaan natin, 7 years yung tribulation, 1,000 years yung millennial kingdom. Pero sa gitna pala ng tribulation at saka millennial kingdom, according to Daniel 12, meron palang 75 days ng inauguration ng millennial kingdom. At doon gagampanan ng Diyos yung judgment of the nations. So lahat ng mga nations during the tribulation na tumulong sa Israel, nagbigay ng tulong sa Israel, laban sa Antikristo, bibigyan sila ng gantimpala ng Diyos. They will enter into the kingdom. They are saved. They are regenerate, born again. And those who are saved, Israel, will go in. Pero yung hindi naman saved, papasok pa sila sa millennial kingdom? No. Ilalagay sila sa impyerno. Nandun din yung Antikristo, yung false prophet, at saka yung beast. Okay? Yung tatlong yan, nasa impyerno. At ilalagay sila dyan hanggang sa Great White Throne Judgment. Doon sila ilalabas para ihagis sila sa isang dagat-dagatang apoy. And so on and so forth. But Israel will be delivered. And that's the hope of the saints. So God really loves His people, Israel, and He has great plans for them. And we can rejoice that God included us in the blessings. So, Psalm 150, the last psalm, basahin natin yung verse number 1 together. Praise you the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmness of His power. So, praise the Lord in heaven, His sanctuary. Nandun siya nakatira. So, we praise Him there. Now, we praise Him for His great excellence. Verse number 2 together. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. And then 3, gagamitin natin sa ang pag-aawit, our music, is also designed to praise the Lord. Look at verse 3 to 5 together. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And so, does God get praise from musical instrumentation? Yes, He does. So kung meron kang gift ng edification na pwede mong gamitin, usually it manifests itself in music. Yung iba merong natural talents, not necessarily a gift, but it is an ability or a talent. Alam niyo ba yung mga abilities at saka talent na de-develop yon? You can develop those things. And so, kung meron kang musical ability, binigyan ka ng boses, binigyan ka ng instrument, hindi para isayang sa sarili o sa lipunan, kundi para magbigay pagpupuri sa Panginoon. And so, should we practice? Easy ba na mag-serve sa Panginoon in music? Oh, no. It demands a lot of practice. And naalala niyo yung sinabi ni Pastor Chris? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Okay, so, and God is worthy of that. So, pag-aralan natin ng mausa yung mga instruments natin para magamit natin sa Panginoon. And last but not the least, again, we praise the Lord here on earth. Verse number 6 together. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. At sinarado ni David yung book of Psalms with inviting everyone who hath breath to praise the Lord. And so I pray na yung pag-aaral natin sa Psalms ay magdulot talaga ng praise sa Panginoon. Always, dinadala na yung isip natin dito sa lupa, patungo sa langit when we praise the Lord. And we need to do that often. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the book of Psalms. We thank you, Lord, for each and every section that we've learned. And I pray that we would learn to enjoy its prophecies, to listen to its precepts, and to practice its praises and prayers. And I ask, God, that you bless our time in this word, and we love you for it, and we praise you for it.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.